Hey, you. Is it all right if I come in? I haven't really seen you all day. Don't apologize. You haven't done anything wrong. What's the matter, baby? You know you can talk to me about anything, right? Just because I say it all the time doesn't make it any less true. Plus, I wouldn't have to keep repeating myself if the words ever stuck, now would I? Well, come on, what's the matter? Oh, it's nothing. You and I both know that isn't true. Nope, still not convincing the second time around. You can keep denying things, but I might have to keep pestering you. Maybe pin you down and tickle you. Give you my love. Talk to me, sweetie. Hey, no, don't say things like that. Your feelings matter, especially to me. I don't care if you're joking or not. I don't like it when you talk down to yourself. Your feelings are important. End of discussion. No, 1, 2, 3, I said my piece. So what if it isn't rational? Emotions are real. They're human. That's all that matters. I know. Hiding away seems easier. It's what you've learned, right? But you don't have to bear this burden alone. You don't have to pack an emotion down into a tiny little ball and shove it to a dark corner, pretending you're okay. Tell you what, I'm going to hold you. Is it okay to hold you? I really want to hold you. Thank you, sweetheart. There we go. Nice and tight. I promise to keep you safe. Well, I can't really keep you safe from, you know, earthquakes or anything like that, but your emotions are safe with me. You can let me be a rock for you. Like you're always there for others. Let me be here for you like that. Nothing you say to me can hurt you. If anything tries, I will kick it in the shin. Pacifism gets thrown out the window if anything threatens you, my baby boy. See? Always there for others, offering to tend to my imaginary wounds. Can you do something for me? It's simple, I promise. Yes. Take a deep breath for me. All the way in. I know it sounds silly, but it really does help. Nice and slow until your lungs are full of air. Just like that. And then breathe it all out. It's so simple, we forget, but breathing deeply actually sends a neurological signal to your mind that you are safe. Mm-hmm. Keep breathing. Do it again. In, and then let it out. Yes, all the way in, and then all the way out, slowly. You are telling your body that you're safe. So that you can process your emotions. Yeah, you're doing great. I know. It's scary to open up. Especially as a man, right? You're not taught how to do this, and probably when you were young, you may have even been shamed for trying. Feeling exposed, hopeless, helpless, vulnerable. Yeah. It's natural to want to keep that part hidden away from the world. Somebody taught you not to share it, but closing yourself off from all of your pain means, well, it means you're closing yourself off to love, too. No, vulnerability is not a dirty word. It does not make you weak. If anything, it takes strength. It does. For you to be vulnerable takes strength. Don't laugh. I'm being serious. Oh, silly boy. Letting yourself be vulnerable with me takes courage and bravery. The fact that we're talking about it right now is a testament to how strong you've gotten. Well, you wouldn't have let me see when we first met. I'm proud of you, baby boy. Shh. I meant what I said. It's not about suddenly getting comfortable, and people don't really work that way. What I'm saying is, you don't need to be an open book, pouring out your emotions to any stranger on the street. That's not how it works. People earn your trust with vulnerability. You shouldn't give that gift away. The next time you're feeling down, though, you can seek me out. That's all. Maybe I'll have to find you in here again. This is a marathon skill, not a sprint, okay? Well, do you feel safe sharing with me? Do you think that I will judge you? Okay. Then no matter what you share with me ahead of time, that I'm going to be proud of you for letting me see, even if it's only a little. I'm glad you're feeling a tiny bit better. Is there anything else I can do besides give you cuddles? A song? Oh God, you are cruel. Cruel. I know what I said, and I stand by it. Yeah, I suppose I should put my money where my mouth is with the whole being exposed thing. I bet you think you're so clever. Oh, I know you're clever. Oh, you know you're clever? Don't mind me. I'm just making mental notes for an inevitable revenge plot. That's all. I didn't start this war, but I am certainly open to the idea of ending it. Stalling? Never heard that word. Fine, but you need to nuzzle in because I don't want you to see my face while I'm singing, okay? I can take baby steps too. No, this isn't more stalling. Oh, I'm thinking of a song. Plus, you're not nuzzling, so if anyone is stalling, then it's you. Oh, that feels good. Okay, then. Here we go. Song. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamt I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken. So I hung my head and I cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. I'll always love you and make you happy if you will only say my name. But if you leave me to another, you'll regret it all one day. So dark, you are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. What? It's the only song I can think of. So now that we've done that, Can we go on with our lives and never talk about it again? It was the only song I could think of. I'm glad you liked it then. You were still stuck nuzzling me, though. Because my poor cheeks haven't made a full recovery. I am blushing so hard. Shut up. Well, you're cute, too. I don't need to see your face right now to know how cute you are. Well, I have snapshots locked away in my brain. I could keep you close like this forever and still remember every detail of your cuteness perfectly. Well, maybe I will keep you here forever. I haven't decided yet. Are you really trying to blackmail me with kisses to get out? No, that is against the law. I should keep you in nuzzle prison. Well, even longer than before because you attempted coercion. I did tell you I would enact my revenge. But since I love you so much, I will give you a plea bargain. All you have to do is make me eclairs for breakfast. And then I will let you free. I don't know what I want yet. Oh. Well, of course I know what I want. You've made them for me before. Or we could do something sweet and syrupy. Something savory. You could surprise me. Deal? Yay! Yay! Tomorrow is going to be great. You are hereby liberated. Now, about those kisses. We should get to bed, you cutie. Well, it's getting pretty late. No, I'm not being impatient. The timing is coincidental. Besides, consider this part of your parole. Making things up? Such scandalous accusations might land you back in Nuzzle jail. Yes, one day you'll best me. You just gotta keep practicing. Now, come on and snuggle me. You make me feel safe too, you know. When I'm in your arms, I feel like everything is going to be all right. Oh, you did not turn me into Bob Marley. God, I love you. Now quit being a goof and try to get some rest. You do have a fancy breakfast to make me in the morning. I know.